The Maharik Subas tells us, Rabbi Zeira v'kam shtamek minem Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Zeira was avoiding Rabbi Yehuda, the boy lamesik Eretz Yisrael, because he wanted to make Aliyah. He wanted to move to Eretz Yisrael. And he knew, Dam Rabbi Yehuda, that he knew that Rabbi Yehuda held, kol ha'olam mibavel Eretz Yisrael over ba'aseh. You're over on an aseh. It's literally meaning aseh. It's not a pasuk in the Torah. It's in Tanakh. But it's certainly it's not an appropriate thing to do. Why? Shenemar, pasuk tells us in Sefer Yirmiyo that bibavala yuvol v'shama yu ad yom paktiosam. You will be sent to Bavel. Bavela yuvo. You will be sent to Babel, you will be brought to Babel, and that's where you will remain until I redeem you, says Hashem. Neum Hashem. So Bezerah said, no, the pasuk is not talking about us, it's talking about the Klisharis. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, there's a different pasuk, and the Gemara ends up quoting Sukkim in Shir HaShirim. Shpati Eschem Benos Yushlaim B'Tzva'os Obay Alos HaSadeh Im Ta'iru Im Toriru Es Ha'ava Ad Shetechpas. And the Gemara learns that the fact that this pasuk or a similar structured pasuk appears a number of times in Shir HaShirim, that there are three or perhaps even six shvuos. What are these shvuos? So the initial three that the Gemara then says that maybe there are additional ones are shelo yalu b'choma. What does that mean? Shelo yalu b'choma, Rashi says, Yachad biyad chazaka. Klal Yisrael as a group and with military force should not attempt to take over Eretz Yisrael. Lo limrod b'umos, we shouldn't rebel against the nations, and that the umos shlo yishav, that they shouldn't be meshabed Klal Yisrael yoser midai. So these seem to be instructions for the Gullus. When we go into Gullus, so Hashem tells us, I'm warning you, lo yalu b'choma, don't attack and try to, and as the Gemara continues with some of the other shvuos, don't try to push the geula faster than it's supposed to be done. Don't lo yalu b'choma, don't rebel against the umas ha'olam, and in return, Hashem is meshaveh the umas ha'olam, that is mashpia the umas olam, that they shouldn't overly oppress the Jews who are in Gauls. And from this Gemara, the Gemara seems to be suggesting that there is an Isser, or certainly Hashem does not see it favorably, that Klal Yisrael would conquer Eretz Yisrael with force, and that as a group we shouldn't go up. Oh, but what about Kibbutz Goliath? Yeah, exactly. He was good. Hashem is going to bring us all in. But we are not supposed to, on our own, initiate that process. Now, we know that every mitzvah that we do, right, you were taught as a little kid in Gan, that in kindergarten, that every mitzvah you do is another brick in building the Beis HaMikdash and bring us to Eretz Yisrael. Of course, the spiritual things that we do are mikarev, the geula. We daven for geula all the time. But it sounds like militarily, we're not supposed to, with force, overtake and take Eretz Yisrael through battle. That seems what the Gemara here, or the Shvuos, the Psukim in Shir HaShirim, are commanding Klal Yisrael. And the question, and this question very much lies at the... Really, it's the core of the machlokes between Satmar and Terekarta and all of the different versions of the anti-Zionistic perspective, as opposed to Zionism. And when I say Zionism, I don't mean secular Zionism. I mean religious Zionism. Secular Zionism is a foreign concept for us as Jews. The idea that what makes us a nation is only the fact that we have a shared homeland, or that we want a homeland like all other nations, we want to be an Am Chofshi B'Artzenu, that we have a safe haven. Those are all positive things. It's good to have a national identity. It's good to not be oppressed, Shibud Malchios. It's good that we have a national identity. But that is not the core of why we want to live in Eretz Yisrael and why we want Eretz Yisrael. We want Eretz Yisrael because it's the Nachas Hashem, and it's the place where mitzvos have a greater meaning to them. And certainly the perspective of the secular Zionists that we needed Torah and mitzvos and Gullus to unite us. But now that we have our own national homeland, we no longer need Torah and mitzvos, because those were only Gullus trappings to keep us united. Oh, you keep Shabbos? I also keep Shabbos. Wow, so we're brethren. But now we have a land. So now we're all Israelis. So we don't need all of these other things in order to unite us. So when we speak about Zionism, we're certainly not talking about secular Zionism. We're talking about Pesach HaZeh, Einan B'shuv Chol Tzion B'Rachamim. We're talking about religious Zionism and a hope for that this is part of an Eschalta de Geula that's going to lead to Binyan Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi and Mashiach and Mol Ha'aretz Deyas Hashem. All of the things that the Nevi'im prophesized about. The question is, that's all fine and it's beautiful, but how can we do it if it goes against the Gemara in Ksubas and Kuf Yud Aleph, Amad Aleph, that says HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, Lo Yalu Bichoma. So the central question that really needs to be addressed when we think about this Gemara is this halacha or is this agada? Is this a real halachic statement that you are not lo yalu b'choma, it's an isser? Or is this agadic? Is it maybe, what do I mean? What do I mean by it being agadic? It's explaining why, you know, Jews are reading the Gemara and they're wondering throughout all the Doros, why is the Gullus so long? What can we do? And the Gemara tells us, no, Hashem had a plan. He told us, you know, sit back, don't worry, it'll come at the right time. It's not a halachic isser. If you have an opportunity, so go. It's just that if you're stuck in the middle of, if you're in Bavel, if you're stuck in Russia, in Romania, you're stuck in England, you're stuck in wherever gullus you're stuck in, so you read the Gemara and you realize, oh, it's from Shir HaShirim, and there was a plan, and it's an agadita, it's not halacha lemaisa. So, interestingly, the first one really, I don't know if it's the first one, but perhaps one of the central ones who really takes this Gemara and runs with it halacha lemaisa is the Megillas Esther. If you remember the Megillas Esther in his commentary on the Rambam.
Use that also.
Right. Excellent. Thank you very much. So the Megillas Esther, when he's trying to explain why the Rambam doesn't count the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as a mitzvah, he says, what do you mean? I'll tell you why. It's actually very simple. He says, Adarabba. He says, this mitzvah only applies b'yomos HaMashiach. And adarabba, nitztavenu, we were commanded, lefima sh'amru b'sof k'subis, shalom nimrod b'umos l'leches l'chvosh es'aretz b'chazaka. When you think it's a mitzvah, d'oraisa l'doros, to be kovesh Eretz Yisrael, you want to kill the Zayinamim, okay, we all know that, hachrim tachrimim, that we all know. B'zman Moshe, b'zman Yoshua. You want to tell me, harav haramban, that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa today, to be Kovesh Eretz Yisrael and to settle the land? We're nitztavinu. The Gemara in Ksubas tells us, lo nimrod b'umos, lo lachas lichvosh es'aretz b'chazaka. Don't conquer Eretz Yisrael. V'hochichu mipasok hishpati eschem b'nos Yerushalayim, v'darshu bo shlo yala Yisrael b'choma. So in halachic discourse, the Megillas Esther clearly is learning the Gemara in Ksubas as a halachic statement. And therefore, that is the reason why Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, as Kibush Eretz Yisrael, and then Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, is not a mitzvah saseh l'doros, because of this Gemara in Ksubas about the Gimel Shvuos. The Rashbish, who died in the 1400s, yesterday in the Sugya, we saw something else that he wrote. The Rashbesh of Shlomo ben Shimon Duran, who was the son of the Rashbates, they were great Rabbonim in Algiers. They were big poskim in North Africa. So he writes that it's true, there should be a mitzvah. His father, Paskins, he says, he quotes from his father, the halachas like the Ramban. He says, but because of the Gimel Shvuos, the mitzvah is only on Yechidim. Because the Gimel Shvuos say, Shelo Yalu B'choma. And Rashi says, what does that mean, Yalu B'choma? Biyachad. So the tzibur is not allowed to go back to Eretz Yisrael and settle Eretz Yisrael. But yechidim are, and therefore he says that if you're able to, he says, listen, there are many reasons not to, parnasa, and it could be dangerous, but if you're able to, so every yachid has a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. So he also is accepting the Gimel Shavuos. The Megillas Esther took the Gimel Shavuos and said, and therefore there's no mitzvah at all. The Rashbeish says, I accept the Gimel Shavuos, and that's why we can't go as an Am, as a nation. We can't establish a Medina, maybe. But as individuals, we can go. So the Rashbeish is also accepting the Gimel Shavuos lahalacha. Now the Avnei Nezer notes, right, the Avnei Nezer, the first Sochet Shavah Rebbe, he was a son-in-law of the Kutzker, I believe. And he was the father, he wrote the Avnei Nezer, he wrote the Egle Tal on Shabbos, his son was the Shem Yishmuel. So the first Sochet Shavah Rebbe, so in the Avnei Nezer, so he argues on this, and he says, I don't understand. If it's a mitzvah on all the Yechidim, so that means everyone's going to go, everyone's chayef to go, or else you're being mevatel on aseh. And if everybody goes, so the whole tzibur went. But you say, don't go as a nation, just all of you go as individuals. So what's the difference? If we have our arms around each other, or if we walk one by one? And he says, oh, maybe that's the idea, like we should have a rotation. One guy goes, and the next guy goes, and the next guy goes. He said, but then what are the rules here? Like who goes first, who doesn't go first? If you don't go first, you're being mevatel on aseh. So he thinks that this is not a good pshat. But Lamaisa, the Rashbeish, seems to accept the Gimel Shavuos l'halacha. So first of all, we have to just make sure that we're analyzing the sugya properly. Anyone who says, oh, nobody accepts the Gimel Shavuos l'halacha except for the Satmar Rov. That's not true. Niels Esther accepted it. The Rashbeish accepted it. There's an interesting discussion about the Rambam himself, right? The Niels Esther was trying to learn Pshat in the Rambam. So does the Rambam accept the Gimel Shavuos? So it's certainly significant that nowhere in the Mishnah Torah does the Rambam quote the Gimel Shavuos. But it doesn't mean that nowhere in the literature of the Rambam does he not quote the Gimel Shavuos. He does in his Igeres Teiman. In the Igeres Teiman, the Rambam is writing to people whose hopes were dashed by many experiences with false messiahs. And he's trying to raise their spirits, and he's also addressing this phenomenon of false messiahs. And he says that I really encourage all of you, and it's interesting, he goes through a couple of different false messiahs that we probably wouldn't have known about. And there's one in France, and one here, and one in Spain, and people followed them, and it gets the authorities all upset because all the Jews start saying, like, oh yeah, we're getting out of here, we're getting out of Spain, we're going to Israel, you know, let's sell all of our stuff. It's not good for the government that they're living in, for to maintain peace and stability. If people are talking about, we're all going to go en masse, and so there were attacks and persecution. The Rambam says, I think all of this whole enterprise of trying to figure out when the Mashiach's coming and who is the Mashiach, he says, I really discourage all of it. And not only do I discourage it, he says, but the Gemara itself was mazhir us, hishpia ha'uma al derech mashal v'omar, Hishpati Eschem Benos Yerushalayim, and he quotes the Psukim, and he says, therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us not to do all this stuff. So stop with all this talk about the Messiah. Live your lives in France and in Spain. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends when the Borei Olam, B'midas Rachamav, when he's Zocher Asas, and he's Kovet, Mekabetz the Goliyos, so then we'll all go and we'll experience Geula, but until then, we're stuck here in Golos. So you see, seemingly, the Rambam himself is quoting the Gimel Shavuos. He's making reference to it. So a couple of aras. First of all, some people say, no, this is a raya, not that the Rambam accepts the Gimel Shavuos, but that the Rambam thinks that they're agada. You know why? Because he says, derech mashal. But I think that's a misunderstanding. Derech mashal here means that Shir HaShirim is written by derech mashal, because in Shir HaShirim, it doesn't say, and thou shalt follow the following three shvuos. It says, Ishvati Eschem Benos Yerushalayim, and the Gemara darshins these shvuos. So the shvuos are written in Shir HaShirim, Derech Mashal. But the shvuos are not just a mashal, the shvuos are real, and that's why he's quoting them. So the only ha'ara that I can really make about this Rambam is that we certainly have to understand the context of the Rambam. The Rambam here is not writing halachic work. The Rambam is trying to give encouragement and direction and hashkafa to these people in Spain and Tehran and we'll bring examples from Spain and examples from France to the people in Tehran and explaining to them how, don't worry, Hashem has a plan, and I know that stop with all this stuff at the right time. It doesn't mean necessarily that the Rambam is paskening this up l'halacha. And if there was a shayla asked to him, can we go up now? He would say, no, you're going against the Gibel Shavuos. The Rambam is using, this is perhaps, when we say that the Gibel Shavuos are agada, this is perhaps what we mean. We mean that you can use the concept of the Gemara to give chizuk to people. But it's not psak halacha l'maisa. The haraya, the Rambam doesn't quote it in Mishnah Torah. He doesn't quote it l'halacha in Mishnah Torah. He doesn't write in Hilchos Malachim that it's usher to be Kovesh Eretz Yisrael, biyachad, bichazaka. He doesn't say that. So it's not quoted there. It's not quoted in the Shulchan Aruch either. So I think that that's the, if we saw some people accepting the Gimel Shavuos, so what about the Ramban? What would the Ramban say? If the Megillas Esther was sitting in the Ramban Shir and he raised his hand and he said, well, what about the Gimel Shavuos? Which is what he writes against the Ramban. How would the Ramban respond? So perhaps the first response is, Zagata, it's not halacha. The Haraya, the Rambam doesn't quote it in Mishnah Torah and Yad Chazaka. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote it. That would be response number one. Interestingly, in the Satmar Rebbe, in his Sefer Vayol Moshe, so he writes that he thinks, you know what the Ramban would respond? The Ramban would say, Inachanami, we do pass like the Gemel Shavuos. And that's why practically, it's not a mitzvah to go to Eretz Yisrael. Oh, but the Ramban says that the Rambam left it out of his list. What the Ramban is trying to do, this is how the Satmar Rebbe explains the Ramban. The Ramban is trying to argue that this is fundamentally a mitzvah, and therefore it's roi to count it in the list of mitzvahs. He's commenting on the Rambam's list of mitzvahs. And he says, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah l'doros, but we're not mechuyev in it nowadays. Why? Because of the Gemel Shavuos. Meaning, the Gimel Shavuos were given in order to tell us this mitzvah, which is a mitzvah, right? Like, for instance, right now, is there a mitzvah to bring a Karban Pesach? Is there a mitzvah to bring a Karban Chatos? Yeah, there's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah L'doros. It's on the list. Oh, so let's go to Yerushalayim right now and bring a Karban Chatos. What would you tell me? You can't, because you're Tamei, and we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't have a Mizbeach, we don't have a Big Day Kahuna, we don't have this, we don't have that, we don't have a Paraduma, so you can't be mitzvah. Oh, so it's not a mitzvah. It doesn't mean it's not a mitzvah. It means that there are practical things that prevent us. Halachos even. You need a mizbeach, you need big day kahuna, you need people to be Taurus, you need para aduma. So the Zatman Rav says that the Gimel Shavuos is the reason why it's not noheg nowadays. And it's not noheg nowadays. And if you go up to Eretz Yisrael and you build a Medina, so you're going against the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch. You want to know, is it a mitzvah? Oh yeah, it's a mitzvah, and Mirt Hashem, when the Gimel Shavuos don't apply anymore, and Hashem brings the Geula, so then we'll be Mekayim a mitzvah by living in Eretz Yisrael, and it was probably a mitzvah back in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Satmar Rav says the Ramban is commenting on Sefer HaMitzvos. He's not commenting on like the fell time practical commandments for today. He's commenting on the theoretic academic list of 613 mitzvos. And he thinks it's one of the 613 mitzvos. Is it applicable today? No. You know why? Because of the Gimel Shavuos. So the Satmar Rav is not building a case against the Ramban. He's actually saying the Ramban's on his side. What are other ways to address? How else would we respond if we were trying to defend the view of the Ramban, the classic understanding of the Ramban? So there are a bunch of other approaches in order to explain away the Gimel Shavuos and say that they don't really apply. One is the Marsha, for instance. The Marsha says that this is all talking about when there's tension between us and the Goyim. When we want to go to Eretz Yisrael. The Goyim don't want us to go to Eretz Yisrael. So then we're told, Lo Yalu B'choma, don't start up with the Goyim. But if, let's just say there would be this united body of nations. Let's call it the United Nations. And they would vote that there should become a state called Israel. So then the Gimel Shavuos don't apply. Gimel Shavuos are when they're standing at the border and saying, this is our land, and we want to pick up our guns and say, no, it's ours, and we're going to conquer. But if all of the Umos Ha'olam, if they make a body that represents all of them, and that body says, we want you to come into Eretz Israel, we're giving you, there's a state of Israel, we're giving you a land, So the Gimel Shmos don't apply anymore. That's now the Marsha obviously wasn't referring to the United Nations because he didn't live at that time. But he says that if there's Rishus from the Goyim, so that then they don't apply. This is cause one that there isn't Rishus. Others will say that if you look at the Gimel Shvuos, there's the way that Justin said it, that there's a social contract, or let's say it's not it's a bilateral contract, which is that we are not supposed to start up with the Goyim, and the Goyim in the Galus are not supposed to overly persecute us. So they broke their side of the deal. Look at the Holocaust. Perhaps even they broke the side of the deal earlier. Look at Chmelnytsky and look at the Spanish Inquisition. And it could be that there are other times when they broke their side of the deal. But certainly the Holocaust, if the Gemara says that we won't be Alu B'choma and they won't be Meshabed us Yosem Yidai. So I think the Shoah, the Holocaust, so they broke their side of the deal. So once the deal's broken. So then we're allowed to go up. I don't remember who. These are just some of the other. There's like a list. 15 different. As you can imagine, in religious Zionist literature, this is a big topic that they spend time addressing. Is how do you address the Gimel Shvuos? There are those who say that the Geula itself, like the flourishing of the Geula itself, is a raya that the Gimel Shvuos don't apply anymore. So, with everything going on, you can daven at the Kotel, with everything going on, that's a clear sign that those Gimel Shvuos that say, like, sit tight and just wait, so they don't apply anymore. So, these are some of the background for the Gimel Shvuos. There's lots and lots of literature about the Gimel Shvuos, but at least now you'll be a little bit knowledgeable about the Gimel Shvuos.